Hello.
Oh, hi, Saul. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was actually just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
From Local Splash?
Mm-hmm.
Local Splash. For what company?
We do your Google and your Bing and the directories and the call tracking number. It's for skilled home builders.
I had canceled you guys maybe like 10 months ago.
Let me look. There's a note from October that said that you requested a seasonal hold due to your work being slow, and they put the account on pause until March 8th, and then they let you know that it will automatically reactivate on that day, and you would get an email a week prior. So that email that says welcome back, that was sent to you on March 1st.
Oh. Okay. Well, right now, because I'm not, right now I have the company on pause because I'm not, I'm having some issues with my license at the moment. So I'm, at the moment it's not activated. So I'm gonna activate it maybe within two, three months, I'm gonna reactivate it.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm not, ready to continue at the moment.
The problem there is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th. So when it was on pause, it does reoccur a charge on March 8th, which is what they disclosed to you when they set it on pause back in October. So now we're at a point where there's a $149 past due balance on the account. And we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is that you're catching it in time because come April 8th, that'll reoccur to $298, and it continues to do so until this settles.
Yeah, because I wasn't aware that it was on pause, or I can't remember. I thought I was just, deactivating for good. I don't think I was aware of it being paused and I must have not read whatever you guys tell me. I don't know what
mm-hmm.
I mean.
The good news is even though the account was on pause, the website was still up and running and the call tracking number was working, and it looks like somebody sent you an inquiry on March 5th from a 949 area code, and they said, do you remodel kitchens? So that's the nice thing, is that those leads are still showing on your dashboard, even though the account's been on hold.
But the website, that's my website. That's not you.
Okay.
So the
lead, Saul, it came through the call tracking number that we're providing for you. So matter of fact, let me see here. It's showing that... Let me see here. There's actually 50 leads on the dashboard coming in through that call tracking number that we've provided
for
you.
Yeah, but none of them are actual leads. All of them are just telemarketers and stuff like that. They're not actual leads.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are just, telemarketing, trying to sell me stuff.
The leads that I see is, do you guys remodel kitchens? Then the one before that, hey, is this skilled home builders? Just making sure I have the right number. Then did my last message go through? I am a real human. Then this was on March 5th. March 5th. It's a 949 area code. It says they contacted you from Irvine, California. And then before that, it was a 213 area code. And... let me see. Since this was due to reactivate on March 8th, let me see if they sent you. Because usually when you get a lead, when an account's on suspension, it'll send you a little flag that says, hey, you have a lead coming through your dashboard. You know, click here to reactivate now. That way they can release the lead information. So that could be why you didn't get it, because the account wasn't set to reactivate until March 8th. And then since March 8th, we've been having trouble with the payments. But the next one that came before that was from 213 area code on January 31st. Hey, is this Skilled Home Builders? Just making sure I have the right number. A 415
yeah.
area code number. Did my last message go through? I am a real human.
Yeah, you see all these messages, or the only one that's probably asking me for, the actual, it was probably that March 5th. Other than that, all of them were just, like trying to tell me like, you know, trying to sell me leads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at them,
so,
if you look at
you have to understand, though, one thing is that while your account has been on pause, these leads have still been coming in organically, right? So it's once it gets reactivated, what they do is they reprogram you, and then you get tons more of client calls. Because Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens 5 to 6 to 7 times every day. So when you're current with our services, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. But none of that programming has been taking place since October because the account's been on hold. So, I mean, being that it's just, you know, coming in organically through that call tracking number, that's pretty good. Wouldn't you agree?
Kind of, I don't know. Can you give me a second real quick, or can you give me a second?
Yeah, of course. Take your time. I'll wait for you. No problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, sir. This is Saturday. How's it going today? Good.